the cellular, he mentioned cellular security group, okay, up in Massachusetts. We can mention their name, that's okay. Yeah, they'll unlock the scanner, okay, but they won't use it. You will. So it's not illegal for them to unlock it, but it's illegal for you to use it when it's unlocked. But at the same time, their liability is gone. They're just performing a service operation. They're not using it. So they get around it that way. And just about any radio can be modified. There's very few that can't. And that's pretty much the situation with cellular security. So, anyway, you know, I don't understand what the big deal is with these things. Anyway, you know, let me drop it 1 second, please. CRA. If you go to a phone, a cell phone place, okay, I've got a cell phone. I'm having a lot of problems with mine. It just doesn't work right, and it's a good one. Well, supposedly. They offer me a choice. Do I want analog or digital service? Now, digital service is readily available now, as it wasn't 2 years ago. You have a choice as a consumer to pick digital or analog. If you pick digital and you have one of these scanners that picks it up, you'll hear nothing. That's the way it's going. It's phasing itself, phasing into that. They say the life of a car phone is less than a year, with people dropping them and abusing them and losing them and everything else. And when they usually get another phone, they're usually talked into by some flip salesman to upgrade. And, of course, the word scanner is mentioned and eavesdropping is mentioned. So they're heading in a digital way. And I'd probably say within 5 years, it'll all be digital. There won't be even be an analog system out there. And it's a constant upgrade. It's a much better signal, also, with the digital. But anyway, that's going off the pier over here a little bit. So anyway, back to you. WB2RVA, N2VRA. Good night.
Thank you, Frank, for the info and for the opinion, too. All right, we are wrapping this up now with John. Then we are moving back to our list of people and the fan mail and so forth. And Ron, I thank you for bringing such a provocative question to the net. Everybody's juices started to flow. AB2SGJ, John, all yours.
Good evening, Ed, and everyone in the net. I tuned into the net during Ron's portion here. And I just want to make a couple of comments. Pretty much now that Frank has pretty much mentioned what I was going to, but just to recap what I agree with here, number one, Curtis, we all know that the personnel at Radio Shack, while they may be mostly well-meaning and nice people, I've found many times in the past that the store personnel are just not knowledgeable. And, you know, many times I've caught them telling things that are just not true. So that should be remembered in the first place in there. The second is that it's not illegal to own it. Of course, it's illegal to listen to it, but it's not illegal to own it. And the last thing I was going to bring up, which Frank just brought up, is that it's not illegal to modify it, because I've been seeing Grove now has been doing the modifications and advertising. You know, they sell the AR-8000, and for $40, you can ship it back to them, and they'll... I think the cost of the modification is $40 plus shipping and handling. And that's the interesting thing. They can't modify it until you purchase it, and you have to send it back to them, and then they'll send it back to you. So this is apparently the loophole in the law. They cannot sell modified scanners, but they can do the modification once you purchase it. And obviously, they wouldn't be doing it if it were illegal. So I have to assume that everything is on the up and up. Anyway, that's just an interesting observation, and I'll turn it back to you, Ed. We'll move on to something else. Good checking in with you tonight. KB2RVA, the net, KB2SGJ.
Thank you, John. Good to hear from you again. Good to hear from Steve, YGH, before I meant to mention that, and I did, but always good to hear from you guys. All right. I guess the only comment that I would make is, and I think it's been made more than once by the... six or seven people who jumped in to answer Ron's query. It's not, you know, having a radio that is capable, it's you sitting down, and according to the law, as far as I know it, it's actually listening to it, and then even worse, to then go on and to tell other people what you heard. So, for example, I've got the Yaesu FRG 9600, in some ways it's a clinker or a clunker of a scanner, and yet there are many ways it's just a beautiful instrument in terms of, well, for example, coverage. It monitors, well, all the way from 60 megahertz to 960 megahertz in one long spell. So, in other words, if I wanted to listen to cellular, I could just turn on my FRG 9600. It's capable of doing that. But the fact that I own it and it's capable of doing that really doesn't mean a thing. It's when I cross the line, turn it on, fish around, and then listen to the cellular. And the other comment that the clerk made, well, they're going to, it's capable, your scanner, Ron, BWM, is capable of, and we're going to have to take it out. It's like me taking my beautiful old Dodge, 1987 Dodge Omni, which is capable, probably, of doing like 75 miles an hour. And if you look at the speedometer, that would so indicate. And I take my car into the garage, and the guy looks at the car and says, you know, this is capable of doing 75. State law says it's 55 miles an hour. We're going to have to modify your car so that you can only do 55 miles an hour. That's the type of logic that you have and play it out to your run. I think you're all set now, Ron. You've heard an awful lot of points of view, and they certainly seem to be on the mark. All right, let me switch over WB2RVA to another piece of fan mail, and the next one that we'll pick up will be Ron again into VGF with his query. This is a note from Rich in the Bronx, and Rich is another new member of the Monitoring Long Island Sound, and he thanks me for issue number 62 and the membership in MLIS. We should thank you, Rich, not you should thank me. Enclosed are the SASEs you requested. Then he goes on to say something, and I'd like to elaborate on this. He says, I'd be happy to send along a contribution or dues to help defray the cost. Please advise. Well, this gives me an opportunity to explain the policy. People who become members of Monitoring Long Island Sound, in essence, pay for the newsletter two ways. Number one, they pay for it by sending stamped address envelopes. In other words, if you don't send me a stamped address envelope, then you will not get a copy of the newsletter. So virtually everybody who gets it, everybody who gets a copy of MLIS has in advance sent along has some SASEs. Number two, the other payment that is made by a member is to participate. You're getting sick of hearing the word, but for instance, Rich has been sending us good information. I just looked at the list of the check-ins tonight. You know, Frank into VRA right at the top, Steve into YGH, and go down the list. These are people who participate. And they those two I just focused in on, they participate in writing, they participate on the air, and so forth. The only thing that I do is just pretty much type up everything, and then I go over to Staples and Freeport, where they are very inexpensive. You can get these things turned out. So the only thing that I'm really doing is just laying out loose change. And the real contribution to Monitoring Long Island Sound isn't by the printer, it's by the people who participate. Anyway, Rich is with us, and we're glad to have him. And don't send money. A story from him on Saturday, February 24th, 1996, about 13:55 hours. A boat was reported sinking between City Island and Hart Island. Reports were received from New York City Fire Department and a female transmitting on 156.8, and that's the, distress marine frequency. A number of frequencies came alive with action as land, air, sea units responded to the scene to conduct rescue operations. Within 5 minutes, Coast Guard, Harbor, aviation units were on site, conducting a search for a PIW, and he goes on to explain this person in the water. Divers were deployed from New York City PD Aviation 12 to search the hull for survivors. The Coast Guard vessel deployed a DMB, Data directive from GG Group, New York. Fortunately, the story had a happy ending as no persons had to be removed from the water. The vessel was taken in tow by Harbor George with navigational hazard. All units resumed normal operations. And he finishes up with a comment. It's really gratifying to know that these folks can be on site and going to work in such short order. Active frequencies for this operation were, ready to copy, 156.8, and again, that's Maritime Marine Channel 16, which is used for distress emergencies, 157.05, Coast Guard Group New York and New York City PD Aviation, 156.85, Coast Guard Group New York and New York City PD Harbor, 154.19, Bronx Fire, 470.837, New York City PD Citywide Emergency Service Unit, last frequency, and we'll pick up on 476.912, New York City PD 8th Division, 4-5 Precinct, covering City Island. Rich, just a real nice letter, good story, good numbers, certainly appreciate it. Okay, let's go to N2VGF in the net with a query, WV2RVA.
Okay, very good. I don't want to dwell on this, but just for Ron, I'm just wondering if he might come back later and just say, does the Pro 43 go from 851 to 999 continuous? Because I got the Pro 43. It was made before, at least mine, I got before 1993. So it was before the April 94 deadline. And I have the I don't have the continuous, so I don't know whether you thought about making two different Pro 43s. And maybe, I know Frank just mentioned something about that. I was still a little confused about that. Ron, so maybe you could fill me in on that whole thing. But let me ask two questions. Let me drop it. I had a question that I came in with, which was, did Frank ever get that Eastgate security number out of Flora Park, which you mentioned, Ed, in the newspaper article from the Sunday Times, the Eastgate security from, I guess Frank is going to look it up. Or if not, what would you suggest for looking for mobile, you know, mobile security forces around the community? What's a good, you know, where would it be concentrated on? And number two, I just thought about that while Frank was giving out the military frequencies. Basically, when you listen to them, are you basically looking, scanning this, or do you have a lot of these in memory, or are you just scanning these tweets? Because it seems like an awful lot of frequencies that you would be plugging into memory, and you know, a lot of these things change, let's say, a couple weeks later, and so some of them are not going to be active. So is it best to kind of scan each week as opposed to putting down like 20 a week into a memory? So that's basically two questions for Frank, and, you know, that's basically it. So I'll turn it back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron, I think I followed that. Let me just give a quick answer to the best of my recollection. Bearing in mind that we pass on a lot of information that we meet week after week after week. I don't believe that a frequency came up for Eastgate security. And for the second part of your question, let me put you in touch, so to speak, with Frank. Frank, did you copy Ron's questions? One of two, first one being Eastgate security, and then the second one. So let's see if Frank, and if so, Frank, would you talk direct to Ron VGF and to DRA, let's say.
Okay, Ed, very good. Yeah, I copied all three questions. I'll answer them real quick here. Number one, Eastgate security was not in the database. They were not in the projected area that we had spoken about, I believe it was East Hills, right? And I also checked adjacent towns for them. They're probably, I think Mark QAI had mentioned last week that he noticed that they had a possible 800 trunk system. I had some information on that. And then I had mentioned also, well, the only real way to find out is to and to go by with a frequency counter and catch a transmission or something. But there was nothing listed in there for Eastgate. Now the second answer is, let me just drop 1 second. The high concentration of security companies, if you get your search band going in your scanner, search between 461 and 465. 461 and 465. Usually they're in that area. Or they would be on perhaps one of these business itinerants. If the repeaterized system, I would say that they're probably in the 461 to 465 area. As far as military frequencies, it's not advisable to scan between 225 and 400. There's just too much in between. It's a much too larger gap to successfully search scan. So what you could do is either take segments of it, or you can take known frequencies. I was given a quite a number of frequencies by Bob and my MLZ, who's a pro in the military band, and he gave me several hundred, and I plugged into my 3,100 of the what he called highlighted top 100 frequencies, and there's more than actually 100 of them. So I've been working those in the program them in the 3000 XLP, which is a 400 channel scanner, and I've dedicated 100 channels strictly to military aero and put in those top 100. And that's where that information that I gave out earlier came from those particular frequencies. So it's better to plug the known ones in and listen and do small search ranges throughout the military band and try and use some reference books to see just what you're listening to. There's a lot of good reference books out there that will tell you just what's on a particular frequency, or whether it's a tactical frequency, a SAC frequency, a Coast Guard, whatever. And as they come up, just start putting a list together and fill your individual channel memory that way. It's better to have known frequencies and scan known frequencies than to go through that horrendous search range. It's just too big. Very time consuming trying to find active frequencies in there because the transmissions are brief. And as I mentioned before, what I'm trying to do is condense most of the active ones and give those out to the net so that you can fill your banks and pretty much get lots of activity to hear, because that's, after all, that's the final goal that we want to do. We want to hear action. So I hope that's been beneficial to you, Ron. I'll turn it over to you. And to VGF, I'm not sure, don't hang me. And to VRA in the net.
Okay, very good, Frank. It makes sense. Okay, very good. And for the Eastgate, they came out of Florida Park. That's where the office is. That's the back. And also, maybe Ron can answer the question about the Pro 43, because that thing is kind of strange. Mine is a couple years old. It's about 4 years old or something like that. And it doesn't have that range, so I don't understand that. So, Ed, I'll turn it back to you, and maybe Ron has a comment on that, but then that's about it for me. So back to you, Ed.
Thank you very much, Frank, for your response. Appreciate that. All right, Ron VGF, I could swear at BWF had answered the question, but let's turn it over to him for a final, as they sometimes like to say. WA2BWM, hope you heard VGF's question. How do you respond, sir?
Thank you, sir. Like a good Boy Scout, I was prepared for this because I knew that question was going to come up again. I got the book in front of me, Ron, the frequency ranges and so forth. And in that range, it covers 800 to all the way up to 999.9875 continuous coverage. We did have it on in the store. We did hear cellular on the phone there because the guy turned it on. And we did have it. So it is in there. And I don't have the thing handy with me offhand, of course. It's still, I didn't get it back yet. But the serial number on the back, let me put it this way, was very, very low. So as I said, I bought the thing when it just about came out. So, and as Frank mentioned, they did pull a lot of stuff off the shelf. I remember one night we were discussing that on the net, where we were discussing a lot of stuff that they, Radio Shack, had pulled off. So that I know Frank is correct on it. By the way, I've neglected to say this before, and I would double turn it over to Ed. We'll drop it because I'm sorry, Ed. I didn't mean to do this. I have an ICOM R7000, which I think you guys know. Now, this covers the whole cellular band. It's continuous tuning from 25 all the way up to 1.3 GHz. And ICOM sent me a note saying, we know that the reason, because they had me on record, of course. I bought it directly from AES and AES. AES and ICOM both sent me a letter advising me that the thing, they know the thing does cover the cellular band. But all they said was, just be advised that it is against the law to listen. And that was it. So, you know, I don't understand what the big deal is with the other guy. But that's all I wanted to mention. Now, back to you, Ed.
Thank you, Ron. I think that just pretty much nails it down. It's not having it. Again, it's the monitoring of it, or going one step further down the road to perdition is the... telling somebody what you heard. Okay, let's move on to back to the fan mail pile here. We got a short note from our good friend R up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he says, in regards to the 220 February 20th net, Charles of Brentwood, your Connecticut police frequency, it's Fairfield Police, Fairfield, Connecticut. That doesn't mean a thing to me because I just don't keep everything sorted out by NIST, but I guess Charles from Brentwood might know what that means. Going into the postcard a little deeper, anyone else see 11 p.m. Channel 4 News Tuesday night? They ran a brief, and I mean brief piece on Chapter 4. The buildup really didn't match content. R is a critic as well as a reporter. The intro or the tease was showing you all the secrets, hardly. They did show clips of the camera in action, Long Island fires, floods, train wreck, traffic jam, winter weather. They showed the two pilots, one guy named Joe Stark. They showed gyrocam, which is 36 times, in other words, that must be magnification. It weighs 160 pounds. In the past, I sent some folks a color print of the original Chopper 4, black and white copy about the two pilots are veterans, but not veteran reporters. They simply tell what they observe from the air and their backup from the studio. If you need a frequency, here it comes. This is what we've waited for. I heard assignments to Chapter 4 on 161.76. Thank you, R, and calm down a little bit. We also have Margaret, who has become quite a good friend of the net, sending along more and more printouts on the frequencies. And what I decided to do was to sort of pick out some of the offbeat frequencies. And again, this is why we say tape record the net, because we can move a lot of information. All right, Suffolk County Police Department, Channel 7, which is the command channel, highway, marine, emergency services, aviation. Frequency is 155.685. Channel 8 might be interesting. It's a low power unit to unit, also known as Channel B, B for Baker, 156.03. Helicopters to hospitals, the frequency. Helicopter to hospital, 155.325. Helicopter to SUNY, SB, and I don't know what the SB stands for, and it says public safety. 122.85, and it's used on the approach to the university hospital. Alright, moving along, we'll give you about 5-6 more, and then we'll pick up our next checker in her, who is Charlie, very patient Charlie. Moving over to Suffolk County Town and Village Police, unit to unit for all departments, this might be interesting, 156.03. Bell Care, I guess that's the way it's pronounced, I've always read it, but I've never heard it pronounced, B-E-L-L-E-T-E-R-R-E. frequency is 39.3. East Hampton Town, in case my wife and I go out to Montauk sometime during spring, 155.91. East Hampton Village, 158.94. Northport Village, this will make Betty from North America happy, 155.61. Ocean Beach Village, 155.67. Old Field Village, 39.3. Port Jefferson Village Public Safety, 470.3125. Riverhead Town, 155.7. Free to go, Betty. Sag Harbor Village, 156.21. Saltaire, one word, Saltaire Village, 155.955. And the last one, Shelter Island, 155.85. We will try to give more of these week after week after week. And again, we do thank Margaret for the high postage bills she is incurring, sending all this stuff off to us. Okay, let's go over to Charlie, KB2UVV in the net, who has info and a query, WB2RVA. Charlie, go.
Say comment.
KB2UVV, good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net. Ed, how do I copy?
We copy you fine. There was a comment in there. I'm going to ask the comment to hold. Of course, Charlie has been waiting for an hour and a half. After Charlie, we will then pick up the comment. Charlie, go. You sound great.
Thanks, Ed. And KB2UVV, good evening to you and everybody on the net, Ed. I got the Radio Shack circular today in the mail, and there's a comment. They had a couple of scanners here on sale. They Pro 2039 200 channel, that's for $199, and they also have the Pro 2026, which looks like the Bearcat 700, I believe. That was part of my question, that if maybe somebody could clarify that. That looks like that scanner is made by Bearcat, and that's on sale for $149, which is $100 off the normal price. I was wondering if somebody could tell me, is that similar to the Bearcat 700? Okay, I'll let it drop it.
VRA recognized. Frank, do you have a feeling of deja vu on this? And then we can talk more about it. Over to you, Frank.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I get that feeling, Ed. Kind of like the metal ball that bounces around on the pinball table there. And just one question to Charlie as far as that radio. I think it is the twin sister of the 700A. The buttons are a little different. But the question is, does it start at 29 megs, the low band, or does it start at 30? It starts at 29, it's a unit then. It starts at 30, the GRE. Back to that.
Okay,
KB2UVV to N2VRA. Yeah, good evening, Frank. Yeah, it receives from 29 to 54 megs, 108 to 174, 406 to 512, and 806 to 956 megs, excluding cellular.
And again, Frank's question, as you heard, is it start at 29 megahertz?
Gotta wait for Ed, Charlie. Ed, back to you. Charlie was talking over. Oh, he would have for a minute. Ed, you gotta wait. Gotta wait for Ed to drop it. Ed, this is WWM.
Thank you, Curtis. I appreciate hearing that. Okay. Well, it says Curtis and Charlie. Usually, what you do when the other person is talking, I put this, you don't talk. No. When the other station is talking, the best thing to do is to wait for that kind of, it's not a click, but there's a certain noise that you hear when the other person has stopped transmitting. So So let me send it back to you, Charlie, and why don't you pick it up where you can. The basic question that Frank brought up, and I just repeated, was, is the scanner that you're talking about, does that coverage start at 29 megahertz? Over to you, Charlie.
Thank you, Ed. This is KB2UVV. My inexperience is showing. Sorry to you and everybody on the net. I'll be more careful next time. Frank, it does start at 29 megs. It does, and it goes up to 956, excluding cellular. Okay, I'll give it back to the net. WB2RVA, this is KB2UVV.
All right, let me just throw a few thoughts in. You heard me, Charlie, when I turned it over to Frank and I said, does it sound like deja vu? I think about, maybe two or three nets ago, we kind of got, I think this flyer that you have in front of you and I've got in front of me, this is pretty close to what Radio Shack sent out about 3 weeks ago. And let me just comment on some of the scanners that are in there. I think the one scanner that, and again, I don't have the pro numbers on them, and even with my glasses on, I just don't read it that well. The one for $149 is like the big brother to the Bearcat beast, to the BC-358, and that's got the 100 channels, programmable memory, and it's got the pre-programmed police, fire, air, marine, and so forth. So if you know what I'm talking about, when I talk about the Bearcat 358, that's one of the favorite scanners on the net. And the only problem with the $149 radio is that they really don't seem to give you too much with it. For example, you buy the scanner, but if you want to use it at home, they suggest that you buy an AC adapter. Whereas if you bought the Bearcat 358, especially when you're buying it, the factory refurbished ones, they only run $80. And of course, they don't have the 800 megahertz range. But they come with everything. They come with mobile power supply, with actually two mobile power supplies, the AC power supply. They come with a mobile antenna and so forth. So on the surface, some of these things look like real bargains, but then when you get deeper into it, sometimes they leave a little bit to be desired. The other one that you were talking about, I think, was the one for $200, and it says save 120. And that's 200 channels and 800 megahertz and so forth and so on. I think you just have to look into these things a little more carefully sometimes. Sometimes there are real bargains out there, and you can get them at Radio Shack. Sometimes you have to look a little bit deeper. Let me just send it back to Frank VRA for any follow-up comments Frank might have to what I've just said. WB2RDM.
Thank you, Ed. I don't have the brochure in front of me. It seems that the quarter of $1 million I spent in that store, I'm not worth getting a brochure. So maybe you get one in Sunday paper. Well, I'm kind of like you in a way. When service merchandise arrives, I flip to the electronics first. All right. Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a mounting bracket that comes with this also for $20. Or that's another optional accessory. I'm also a little in question as to the type of radio we're exactly talking about here. I know last week we mentioned that the radio, that you mentioned 100 channels, Ed, and now I'm thinking about the twin of the 760XLP. Is that the mobile radio? Is that the one that he's talking about right now, that the Radio Shack version of the 760XLP? Or is he talking about the Radio Shack version of the Bearcat 700A? That's my question. I don't have the pro numbers in front of me, and like I don't have a catalog. Maybe you could just comment on that quickly, and about the mobile bracket also. I expect you.
Okay, Frank, I'm going to turn it over to John. This is starting to be like the other question. But Charlie was very patient for an hour and a half, and I'm not going to be just as patient with it. Charlie, the radio that you're looking at in the flyer, and you did mention 149, does it have that little thing over it that says includes 800 megahertz police, fire, and VHF aircraft bands? And does it, in the copy of the description, does it say just touch buttons to scan, preset police, fire, and so forth? Over to you, Charlie.
KB2UVV? That's exactly the one. And what I did, I cross-referenced it to my Radio Shack catalog by a number that is number 20-148RF, which in the catalog is the Pro 2026. Yeah, it says in little red letters up bottom, add mobile or home antenna. For home use and AC adapter, so you do have to buy it additionally. And Frank, it doesn't mention anything about a mounting bracket for a car. Okay, let me give it back to the next WCTRBA.
So I think probably the easiest answer to this is if you see something that looks attractive to you, and if it's within your price range, why don't you go in, get it, bring it home, look it over, try it out, and if it's not what you want, just bring it back. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. I agree. Yeah, I've had pretty good luck with Radio Shack stuff. So I just bought the 2036, which is the clone to the Bearcat 890 XLT. And, you know, so far I'm satisfied with it. It was on sale for $249, and it being I'm spending so much money over there, he gave it to me for $220. And so far I'm pretty happy with it. You know, it's not the best scanner in the world, but for the price, you know, I can get the military aircraft frequencies in. But it's you know, we'll give it a try. I'm pretty satisfied with it. Okay, let me give it back to you, WB2RVA. This is KB2UVV.
CRA, quick comment, please.
Okay, Frank, stand by for one quick second. Charlie, I've got at least four Radio Shack scanners. I've got the 2-meter transceiver, got the 440 transceiver. I'm very happy with the equipment that I have. And all that I'm saying is, you know, just look at something. And again, that's a great policy to be able to go in, buy something, try it out. If you don't like it, you can bring it back. Let's go over to Frank, N2VRA and Annette, WB2RVA. Frank, stretch it a little bit. I got to go fill my glass of water. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ed. I'm frantically going through my pages over here. I just wanted to bring up an item of interest, which I had gone into a Radio Shack store, I guess, about probably about a month ago. And I know I mentioned this on the net, but I'm looking for my notes over here, and I'm trying to give you the exact number, and being long-winded at the same time. Another two pages here, and then let me drop it. Okay, anyway, my comment, and I can't seem to find it. When it's Radio Shack, there's a new scanner out. It's not in any of the catalogs, and it's a mimic of the Sportcat Uniden. It doesn't really look like the Sportcat. It's really an attractive scanner. It's got a lot of nice curves on it. But it's one of those scanners where you can set up like the Sportcat was designed for, let's say, a race car environment, or perhaps an air show, where you have 10 channels you can hit direct. You put these 10 in as buttons 1 to 10, and you can just keep pushing and following the action, so to speak. I haven't had that experience. But I don't remember the number. That's what I was looking for. And it's an outrageous price for this thing. The Sportcat goes for somewhere around $179, but I've seen it for $159. And this radio is a direct competitor to work against the Sportcat, and it is available at the Radio Shack in Patchogue, which is on Sunrise Highway in Waverly. It's been there for a while in the showcase, but it's not in any catalogs. And it's kind of strange. You know, last year, let me drop quick. I'm getting long-winded. Last year, there was another scanner that had come out. It was 20 channels. It had a pre-programmed band search, not a service search, but a like segmented band search, which was already installed in the radio. And you could use that to search up or down or within the program limits of the search. It's crazy. They had the numbers with, there was no display of frequencies on this radio. It was just like the old type where they had channels 1 to 10, you would press the review button. I'm sure we're familiar with that. You press the review button and the channel kind of spits out at you in blips, you know, like 1, 4, 6, 8, oh, 5, takes forever. Well, anyway, this particular display, the zero, if you were on 10 or whatever, no, when it's a search, when it's in search mode, it had like the letter D on it, and the LCD display would either go in circles to the left if you were searching up, or go in circles to the right if you were searching down. Ah, this is some radio. I don't have the exact number for it, but it wasn't in the catalog, and I don't think it sells so well. but this competitor for the Sport Cat, and it's quite interesting, but it's way overpriced. I think it's somewhere around $269. It's almost $100 more than what the Sport Cat sells for. Anyway, that was my interjection there, Ed. I hope you've had your water, and perhaps you're going back for a second one. WB2RVA N2VRA. Back to you.
Thanks, Frank. No, I have a tall glass here. And, the voice is holding up pretty well tonight. Well, we seem to have slipped into the product side and getting away from the short wave. Not only short wave, I'll be okay. Getting away from the scanner side, and of course we will get into the short wave in a few moments, but we do have Curtis still with info, checked in with info, and we want to pick him up. But while we're talking about products just for the moment, I don't know if you've got the CVS, the pharmacy, drugstore, CVS pharmacy, sent flyers out, and they have a real, and I mean real, battery sale, and this is this goes to March 9th. As soon as I got this Sunday morning, I went out to CVS and loaded up on batteries. Now, hear this, 8-packs of AA batteries, or even AAA, an 8-pack of AA batteries on sale, $1.99. I picked up around 5 packages. I also picked up some AAAs for other uses that I have. But you figure that breaks down to 25 cents a battery. And you may say, well, these are CVS, they're not Eveready's and so forth. They all probably come from the same factory. So if you want to stock up on batteries, CVS through March 9th. If you want C or D batteries, the 4-pack goes for the same price, $1.99. If you want 9 volts, a 2-pack goes for $1.99. So looks good, and I have increased my battery holding. WB2RVA. Let's go over to Curtis, who has info into WWM. Take it away.
Like he sold me to WWM. I got to get a couple of D batteries myself for my Maglite. Head. Come to think of it, I could stock up on a couple AAs, too, for my pager. all right, I was looking for that Eastgate thing. My eyes are, like, blinded now, looking in a police call. The small print, the business one. But maybe they go under another service. That may be another thing. Going back a step. To where Charlie left off. Yeah, I got my circular today in the mail too. And I'm not gonna give you all the scanner stuff, but if you look at page 9, it's not on sale, but it's the portable amplifier shortwave antenna. Grove, if you got your new Grove book, which I got this week, March 1st to April 30th, it's got the Bearcat 3000 on the front, Frank. The amplifier for the shortwave antenna, Grove has a new price for $19.95. New low price. So they take one step ahead of the shack. There's some other interesting items in there. Got the 2-meter amplifier on sale again for $100. And let me just mention to you on this, GMRS radios all coming down in price. I've seen a 10-channel, let me drop it to WWM, a 10-channel Motorola. For about $160, and I also saw an 8-channel for about $160, and now I see that Radio Shack has one in there. I think it's I don't know how many channels. Don't say. 14, 4 channels maybe. for 179. So you got to really look around. And they say it's designed, the radio set one, they say it's designed by Motorola. But you got to get the most channels for your money, as they say. Through WWM, we got some more here. A little bit. They also have the TV amplifier on sale again for $20 at the Shack that you can modify and Bob up in Connecticut says it works great for him. And I never got to do anything with mine. I don't even know where it is. It's someplace still in the box. What was I going to say? We always talked about the Rolodexes. And for those of you that want to give it a shot, on page 29, they have a small little one for $7. It doesn't really hold a lot. It only holds up to 50 names. But, you know, try it out. Throw a couple frequencies in there. And for your memory, those are that you would like to remember and don't want to forget. The Rolodex organizer is a pretty good deal in the catalog this month. Now, for those of you that don't have one and like to play with one, and another one over here, they have that's interesting for the folks that are handicapped in any way. A talking organizer that announces the phone numbers. They brought the price down on that to $25. And I think that one gives you the time, the day. Does a whole lot of stuff. But I don't know if it talks all that stuff, but it at least announces the phone numbers out loud to you. And that's in there as well. That's about it here. Ed, and that's really working out pretty good this way, I think. Back to Net Control, N2WWM.
Thank you, Curtis. First of all, for the information and the comments, and number two, yes, I think that it's by working out this way, I believe what Curtis means is we've sort of broken it into segments, and we do the scanners first, and in a moment we'll switch over to product, and then we'll switch over to DXAM, and then we'll switch over to shortwave. And, of course, one of the big things tonight, too, is that we not only had a good number of check-ins, but we had a real strong number of people who checked into the net with info, query, or comment. Just count it quickly, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people checked in with info, query, or a comment, and we had an additional about 4 or 5 or 6 people who jumped in with answers, comments, and so forth on the various items which were brought up, especially the one about cellular frequencies in the scanner. So we had real good participation, favorite word, tonight. Are there any other stations that have checked in that have yet to be called on with info, query, or a comment? If so, please let me know. Okay, thought not. Let's now move into the product side. And the product side, I know because he told me that Frank has product information. Are there any other stations? Just give us your call letters and we'll put you in line. Any other stations that have product information, either info, query, or a comment? All right, the vast listening audience will be handling some of that stuff too. Let's go over to Frank, N2VRA, with information on product. Frank, take it away.
Thank you, Ed, N2VRA. Basically, an update of a rehash. That's what I have here. Again, we're talking about the 350A. You know, Don's going to kill me out there, N2TBH, if he's listening. Okay. It was advertised in Kmart. My Kmart didn't have it, never heard of it. They don't know what it is. But they do have a couple of scanners over there that they put on sale once in a while, the 60 XLT and the 560 XLT. Simple scanners, usually for around $89 or $99. But anyway, my info is this, that the 350A is available at Walmart in Center Ridge, Long Island. That's on 25A, I believe, Middle Country Road. And they've got a slew of them up there. They're $99.99, and the clerk told me they had approximately 75 units in stock. And this unit is no longer going to be manufactured. This thing is out as far as Uniden is concerned. Whatever's out there, that's it. When they're gone, they're gone. There's no more being made. One other comment, in the automotive department, they have the upgraded $29.95 version of the famous MVP Power Pack, and we all know about that. The only difference between the basic Power Pack, the MVP, which most of us purchased, and this updated version, is that on the back, where you store the lighter plug, there's a little compartment. That compartment is not there. In place of that is a fluorescent light. So for another $10, you get a fluorescent light on the rear. And the Price Club in Holbrook is completely sold out of these MVPs. I don't know how the one is on 110, if they have any left. And that MVP, by the way, stands for Multivolt Power Supply. That's pretty much what it was. And that's just, I just wanted to bring that out, Ed, about the upgraded version available at Walmart and the 350A's winding down over there at $99.99. WB2RVA N2VRA, I'll be listening out, Ed. Great net. Back to you.
Thank you, Frank. Don't go listening out too quickly. We have some product information here, too, which came in the mail. And I just want to touch on some items quickly. The first one, I think, in the packet is the most important. And it's one of our listeners who is a great participant. He has a query about a product. He said, I was wondering if this Tuesday you could ask the guys in the net what they thought of the AR-8000. Handheld receiver. Frequency range is 5 to 1900 megahertz. 20 banks of 50 equals 1000 channels. The mode AM, narrow FM, wide FM, CW, upper sideband, lower sideband. And Frank, just to let you know, people are thinking about you. He goes on. He, by the way, is Eddie from Cedarhurst, who is just sending great stuff in. He says, I know Frank from Holbrook feels that there are a lot of compromises made on these wideband receivers. But Grove sells it new for $600. I know, Eddie is saying, I know someone who bought it in England so his kids sell you it. And it was a gift for his dad when he got home. The dad died. I can get... Stand by. I heard something here. When he got home, the dad died. I can get it for $450 with the converter to convert European electric to U.S. current. So a $600 radio at Grove, Ed can get it for $450. Does anybody have any comments or any knowledge of the AOR AR-8000 handheld receiver?
Hey, all right.
So...
Okay, Ed. Well, it would take me probably a half hour to explain the whole radio, but I'll just go briefly, as quickly as I can. I've decided it's not for me as far as personal scanning and preference. I bought the 3000 XLT. I find it the 3000 is a much easier radio to operate. It's a much simpler radio for a simple person like myself. I don't like too many bells and whistles. I want to get on the radio. I want to work it. I don't want a 125-page owner's manual with all these options and things to do. If you really want to spend the time with your radio, fall in love with your radio. And for that price, you should be in love with your radio. Get to know your radio very well, and I guess you'll enjoy your radio, the AOR 8000. And I've seen good reviews, I've seen bad reviews, I have mixed emotions on the radio. A radio of that size cannot effectively do a really good job of receiving that entire range that it does. consistent compromises throughout in its design. It is a very good radio. Don N2TBH has one. I've held one in my hand. I've checked it out. I'm impressed with the radio. I like it. But personally, it's not for me. I also understand that if the radio is in that Grove sells, perhaps, if I'm correct, and I think I am, that when you purchase that radio, if you did, for $599, the entire 800 to 900 segment is out of the radio. So before you even get to turn it on, you're going to have to send it back to Grove and get that 800 to 900 meg restored if you ever want to listen to trunk system. That's one comment. Let me just drop it for a second. Okay, so again, I feel personally, this is my own personal opinion, I felt the radio wasn't for me. I've seen very good things about it. There's a number of articles that were written in U.S. Scanner News on a monthly basis, which go, they had a series running on the AOR 8000. They talked about some faults in the radio. There's some questionable operations in the owner's manual that have to be fixed up a little bit so that the user can interpret what the owner's manual is telling you. There's a couple of glitches in the owner's manual printing. And 50 channels in one bank is a lot. So it's if you wanted to set up a certain service, I guess you'd have to put some lockouts in there. It's a very, very different radio from radios that we know.